弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们在主面前有再次交通寻求的机会。
Thank the Lord that before the Lord we have another opportunity to share and also seek together.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以蒙恩得救，能够归回到耶稣基督的名下，又带回到你的家中。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be saved by grace and also be brought back to the Heavenly Father's home.
我们实在求你亲自向我们显现和说话。
Pray that you reveal yourself to us and speak to us.
你知道说话的人是非常非常渺小，也是非常有限的。
You know how small is the one who speaks and how limited he is. I am.
求你使说话的人不拦阻你的话出来。
Pray that you let the one who speaks do not become the hindrance of your words.
求主为着你自己的名，为着你自己的旨意，为着你自己的国度，向说话的，向翻译的，向听话的说话。
Pray that for the sake of your name, for the sake of a kingdom, speak the one who speaks and the one who translates and those who hear.
愿圣灵在我们每一个人的身上，每一个人的心里的深处，做人所不能做，叫我们被你自己遇见得着，能够好叫我们能够专一的来跟随你自己。
Pray that the Holy Spirit do the work that man cannot do on all of us, so that we can be fixed our eyes upon you to follow you.
求主，你今天叫我们因为遇见你，能够带着你自己丰盛的同在。和你自己的托付，和你自己那个亲自的引导回去。
Pray that because we have met you today, therefore we can bring back with your burden and your own guidance.
愿今天我们的日子在你面前是可纪念的日子。
Pray that today is the day that can be remembered by you.
愿你使我们的日子成为一个可值得主名夸口，也是可赞美的日子。
And also pray that today is the day that we can boast in your name and also be praised.
颂赞荣耀归给做宝座的羔羊和父神。
We give all the praises and glory to the Lamb sitting on the throne and the Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read few places of scriptures.
先读我们常常读的哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Let's read first place that where we have read often, 1 Corinthians chapter
第一章第九节
1 verse 9.
应该这节对很多弟兄姊妹是很熟悉的一节。
This should be a very familiar verse to many brothers and sisters.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里后面这一段是你们被他所召好进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。
The second part is that you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以我们被神带回到他的家中，是进入与他儿子我们的救主耶稣基督的交通。
So as we are being brought back to God to his home is to enter into the fellowship of his son.
再请看历代志下第六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志下第六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 6.
第四十一节。
Verse 41.
耶和华神啊，求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。耶和华神啊，愿你的祭司披上救恩，愿你的圣民蒙福欢乐。
Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness.
再看诗篇第一百三十二篇。
And Psalm 132.
一百三十二篇第八、第九节。
Psalm 132, verse 8 and 9.
耶和华，耶和华，求你兴起， 和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣民欢呼。
Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
我们知道，从旧约就知道说，与神交通最有价值的、最靠近神的地方是在约柜前。
We know from the Old Testament the most precious and valuable place to fellowship with God is before the ark.
那在约柜前交通是直接连于天上的宝座。
So before to fellowship before the ark of the covenant, that is connected, united with the heavenly throne.
因为约柜是神的脚凳。
Because the ark of covenant is the footstool of God.
神放脚的地方。
Where God placed His feet.
所以充满了神的同在。
So that's full of God's presence.
而且不但如此，在旧约的会幕的那个在会幕时代，会幕呢那个时代呢有云柱和火柱在这个会幕上面。
But not only that, but at the Old Testament time before the tabernacle, there was the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud above it.
那云柱火柱在哪里呢？就是在约柜上面。
So where was the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud that was right above ark?
所以这个会幕呢，就是这个在约柜前呢，在那什么那次呢，可以得到圣灵第一手的带领。
So before the ark, that one can receive the first-hand guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以在约柜里面，约柜前面的交通是一个很特别的交通。
So it's a very special kind of fellowship to fellowship before the ark.
那这个在希伯来书告诉我们，约柜里面有什么东西？
So in the book of Hebrews, it tells us what's inside the ark.
我们还是看一下好了，好吧？希伯来书第九章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9.
第九章第三节开始哈。
Chapter 9, start from verse 3.
第二层幔子后。又有一帐幕叫做至圣所。
And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all.
有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有盛玛纳的金罐和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。
Which had a golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that lay manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.
柜上面有荣耀基督伯的影照着施恩座。
And over the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat.
这给我们看到在柜里面有什么呢？柜里面有约柜，有盛玛纳的金冠。
So it shows us what inside the ark. It has the golden censer. Oh, I'm sorry, the golden pot of the manna.
这是说明，这是见证。以色列人他们经过旷野四十年，亲身的经历神成为他们供应，是天天的供应他们。这个供应是从天上的宝座供应下来的。
It shows us that the Israelites went through the wilderness for 40 years, and every day they experienced God's daily provision, which is above from heaven.
所以，一个在约柜前交通的人，他应该是可以支取。从天上宝座的供应。
So for someone who has fellowship before the ark, he should be able to receive the heavenly provision.
如果一个在神面前支取天上宝座供应，他是这样的支取神的供应的人，他对人是完全没有要求。
For someone who receives such heavenly provision before the throne, then he definitely should have no request from man.
这个我们在教会历史里面。有一个叫做 George Muller， 他亲身用他一生的时间来见证这件事情。
We know that in the church history, there's a brother called George Muller. He has testified this with his entire life.
所有的供应都单单的到神面前去，求神亲自供应给我们。
For all the needs he needed, he only went before God for his own provision.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得这个是天方夜谭？还是觉得这是宝贵的 生命的经历。
Do you think it's just a fairy story or it's a precious own life experience?
你是觉得这话甚难呢，还是觉得，哎呀，我们有一个又新又活的路，这个路是从天上开下来的。
Do you feel that those words are so hard to understand, or do you feel those we do have a way that's living and life from heaven?
没有经历过的人觉得这个太遥远了，这个太不可思议了。
For those who have never experienced it, they feel it's so far away and hard to imagine.
得着这样恩典的人，从心里的深处发出人所没有办法给的那个赞美、敬拜、荣耀归给神。
But for those who have received such grace, that they, from the depth of their heart, they have this praises and glory and worship before God.
所以我们常常需要问问自己，我如果信主到现在这么些日子，我经历了几次，我经历了多少神他亲自的供应。
So we shall also ask ourselves, ever since we believe the Lord, how many times and how much we have experienced God's own provision.
这对我们在属灵的生命和身量上是有重大的影响。
That has a great influence on our spiritual life and our life growth.
这第二个东西就是亚伦发过亚的杖。
And the second thing is the Aaron's rod that has budded.
杖是代表什么？
What does rod represent?
杖是脱离了树。所以杖是代表死亡的。
Rod has already left the tree, therefore it represents death.
杖是完全跟那个树的生命已经断绝了。
Rod has already been disconnected with the life of the tree.
但是这个杖呢，你知道这个事情发生，就是因为以色列人有一度呢，这些首领呢，来跟亚伦、跟摩西在那里抗议，说你们呢专权。
What happened was that because some leaders of Israelites, they revolt against Aaron and Moses, say that they were too much.
我们每一个人都是圣洁的，我们都可以来到神面前，我们都可以像亚伦一样，我们都可以当大祭司。
They say that all of us are holy, and all of us can just be like Aaron to be the high priest.
摩西伏在神面前，不知道怎么处理这个事情。
And Moses bowed before God, he did not know what to do.
然后神就吩咐说可以，每一个支派的首领，把那个首领的杖拿来。
Then God told Moses that let each leader of the tribe take their rod in their hands.
今天放到这个至圣所约柜前。
And put before the ark in the holiest of holies.
明天早上再去把它取出来。
Then take them out the next morning.
结果发现十二根杖里面有一根杖发了芽，长了杏子，长了开了花，又长了这个杏成熟的杏子出来。
Then they realized one of the rods that was budded and also blossomed and also have bare the almond.
这个杖不是本来是死的吗？怎么会又会发芽，又长出枝子，又长出果子，而且又开花？为什么会发生这个事？
Wasn't this rod already dead? Then how come that it budded, blossomed, and have branches, and also have almond?
这个死而复活的大能，在这个枝子上显出了它荣耀的工作。
That is the power of resurrection, which reveals its glorious work upon this rod.
所以，一个在约柜前交通的人，他必须要出死入生。
Therefore, for someone who has fellowship before the ark, he must come out of that into life.
这是我们每一个信主的基督徒所得到的一个基本的地位。
That is the most basic position for each one of us Christians who believe the Lord.
我们每一个人受浸的时候是什么？我们见证说我们已经与基督同死、同埋葬，然后呢，没有了，同复活。
So when each one of us got baptized, what do we testify? That is to testify that we all together died, buried, and then also resurrected with the Lord.
但是我们得到这个地位，我们真的活出这个实际吗？
But as we have received such position, do we really live this out?
但是如果是真的来到约柜前交通的，他必须要活在这个实际里面。
But for someone who really come to fellowship before the ark, he must live in such a reality.
你知道旧约的大祭司不能随便到约柜那里去的。
You know, for the high priest in the Old Testament, they could not just come casually before the ark.
他虽然有资格去，但他不能随便去的。
Although he's qualified to go, but he could not just go in casually.
他罪没有赦免，他没有在神面前预备好，他进去就出不来的。
Without his sins being forgiven, and if he was not being prepared before God, once he entered, he could not come out again.
所以大祭司的衣服下面有铃铛啊，叮当当的铃铛在那里响啊。
So there were bells at the trim of the high priest's garment.
而且呢，大祭司进去还有绑一根绳子啊。
And also for the high priest to enter, there was a string tied upon him.
万一这个大祭司是个不配的大祭司。
If in case this high priest was not worthy,
他到了约柜前呢，他就被击杀了。
Then he would be smitten to death before the ark.
他不能活着出来啊。
He could not come out alive.
又没有人可以去拉他。
And nobody could pull him out.
只有什么？他听没声音了，就把他拉出来。
People could only hear there was no more sound and then pull him out.
这给我们一个很重要的提醒。
That's a very great reminder for us.
我们有这个地位。我们需要主把我们带到这个时机。
We already have this position, but we need the Lord to bring us into this reality.
如果没有这个时机，我们没有办法到约柜前，进入在约柜前的交通。
Without such reality, we cannot come before the ark and enter into the fellowship before the ark.
我们只能羡慕那些有的，但是我们没有办法亲身经历。
We can only desire of those people who have, but we cannot experience it.
因为虽然我们是应该是出死入生的，但我们还好像还是活在那个死的权势底下。
Although we should be come out of death into life, but we are still living under the power of death.
这个主不能得荣耀，我们也得不到真正的造就。
And in such condition, our Lord cannot receive glory. We also cannot be edified.
所以到约柜前交通的人。是真的要活在出死入生能够复活的那个时机。
So for those people who have fellowship before the ark, he must live out of death into life and also in the reality of resurrection.
那约柜还有第三个东西，就是两块约板。
And there's a third part in the ark, that's the two tablets of covenant.
这两块约板，一块是讲到人跟神的关系。
For those two tables of covenant, one of them talks about the relationship between man and God.
人跟神有什么关系？
What is the relationship between man and God?
神说，除我以外，没有别的神，只有一位神。
God says that besides me, there's no other God, there's only one God.
不能为我找任何的偶像，不能用任何偶像来代替我。
There's no craven images that can replace me.
耶和华的名是独一的尊名，除了他的名以外，没有任何的名可以跟他相提并论。
The name of Jehovah is the only name, and there's no other name.
我们自己的名也是在他面前像灰尘一样隐藏在他里面。
So are our own names that's just like dust that's been hidden in him.
而且来到他面前的人。是需要能够享受能够支取他所给我们他创造所带给我们的安息。
And for those who come before him, that people shall be able to enjoy and also receive the rest that he has been created since the beginning of the world.
这是神要跟我们的关系。
That is the relationship of God between us.
但是我们如果没有这个关系我们就等于得罪了神。
But if we do not have such a relationship, then we sin against God.
那就不能到约柜前了。
Then we cannot come before the ark.
所以我们常常只注意到我们跟人之间。
We often only pay attention to the relationship between men.
我们有时候忽略了我们跟神之间这么重要的关系。
And we sometimes neglect such important relationship for us between God.
他是不是独一的真神呢？
Is he truly the only God?
有没有什么东西代替了他？
Is there anything else that's in replace of him?
他的名在我们身上真的是至高至圣吗？
Is his name truly exalted among us?
我们真的安息在他面前吗？
Have we been rested before him?
这需要思考。
We should think about it.
需要主把我们带到实际。
We need the Lord to bring us into a reality.
在约会前交通的人，应该跟神有这个实际。
For those who fellowship before the ark, that they should have such reality with God.
缺少这个实际的人，没有办法在约会前交通。
For those who are lacking with this reality, they cannot fellowship before the ark.
不但如此，神还说，人还有跟人的关系啊。
Not only that, but God also says there is a relationship between man and man.
我们跟我们父母的关系是什么呢？
What is our relationship with our parents?
是尊荣我们的父母呢，还是把我们的父母踩在脚下呢？
Do we honor our parents or we step them down?
我们是不是犯奸淫呢？
Have we been commit fornication?
我们是不是做假见证呢？
Have we given false testimonies?
我们是不是贪心呢？
Also, are we having this craving heart?
还有好多东西。
Also, a lot of things.
所以这是告诉我们，我们到约柜前的时候，这些东西都必须先处理掉。
But it tells us that before we come before the ark, we should deal with everything of those.
这些东西没有处理掉，我们去就是带着死亡去，不是带着生命去。
If those have not been dealt with, then we go before the ark with death, not with life.
我们没有办法看到神的宝贵。
We cannot see the precious of the Lord.
所以在约柜前交通是很宝贵的。
Therefore, it's so precious to fellowship before the ark.
希伯来书又告诉我们。
Book of Hebrews also tells us.
在至圣所，约柜上面还有什么？是恩座。
And above the ark, in the holiest of holies, there's also the mercy seat.
就是我们蒙怜悯的恩典的地方。
That is the place where we receive grace and mercy.
每次到那里去交通的时候，要带着羔羊的血，就是基督的血，到那里去。
Each time when we come, when we go there to fellowship, we should bring the Lamb of God. We should bring the precious blood of the Lamb, that is the precious blood of Jesus there.
我们有没有觉得我时时刻刻都需要耶稣基督的宝血？
Have we felt that each moment we always need the precious blood of Jesus?
我有没有觉得我现在说话都需要主宝血来洁净我的话？
Have we felt that even when we speak now, that we need the precious blood to cleanse our words?
我有没有觉得我跟弟兄姊妹，我在做任何事情，我需要主的宝血来遮盖我？
Have we felt that we need the precious blood of the Lord to cover me, even when I'm interacting with brothers and sisters and doing all the kinds of things?
来到约柜前，约柜上面施恩座前，需要宝血。
When we come before the mercy seat above the ark, we need the precious blood.
神基督伯看到那个宝血，放你过去了。
When God sees such precious blood, then He let us go.
我们在神面前。是不是因着主的宝血，常常经历神极其丰盛的恩惠和怜悯？
Is it that before the Lord that as we often experience the precious blood of the Lord that we experience His abundance of mercy and grace?
所以在约柜前交通是一件宝贵的事情。
Therefore, it's such a precious thing as we fellowship before the Lord.
还有一个就是金香炉。
And there's also the golden censer.
这代表圣徒的祷告要达到宝座。
It means that the prayer of the saints shall reach the throne.
不晓得我们有多少次祷告是达到宝座。
Don't know that how many times that our prayers would reach the throne.
但是真正在约柜前交通的人，他的祷告是要达到天上的宝座。
But for those who truly fellowship before the ark, their prayers should really reach the heavenly throne.
不晓得我们是羡慕在地上的这些的丰富，还是我们羡慕在神宝座前的丰富？
Are we only desire of the riches on earth, or we desire of the riches before the throne of God?
如果我们是羡慕在神宝座前的丰富，你就会有一个盼望。我每一次的祷告，我真的盼望我的祷告能够送到父神的宝座前。
If we really have such desire of the life before the throne of God, then we really hope that each time we pray, it can reach God's throne.
这是在约柜前交通的一个实际。
That is the reality of fellowship before the ark.
在约柜前交通的人很不一样。
For someone who's fellowship before the ark, they're very different.
摩西在至圣所，在约柜前跟神面对面的交通。
Moses, in the holiest of holies, that he fellowship with God face to face.
他交通完之后， 他一出来呀、啊，哇，以色列人都怕他，因为什么？他整个人整个脸上充满了神的荣光。
After he fellowshipped, when he came out, then all the Israelites were afraid of him because his whole face, his whole body is full shine of the glory of God.
这是告诉我们弟兄姊妹，如果你羡慕在约柜前交通。
That is to tell us, brothers and sisters, if you have such desire of the fellowship before the ark.
结果你交通出来，弟兄姊妹反而跟你疏远。
Then, after your fellowship, brothers and sisters actually start to have distance from you.
如果弟兄姊妹跟主没有那么好的关系。
If brothers and sisters do not have such good relationship with the Lord.
看到神的荣光在你身上，他反而害怕。
When they see the glorious light of the Lord on you, then they become afraid.
他反而躲得远远的，他反而不一定快靠近。
They actually try to keep away from you.
那是不是说这个交通没价值啊？
Does it mean that it's not valuable for such fellowship?
不是。
It's no.
这个交通太宝贵，太荣耀了。
This kind of fellowship is so precious, so glorious.
如果不是能够进入这样交通人，承受不了。
For if someone not able to enter into such fellowship, they actually cannot handle it.
但真正承受的，才能够接受神的托付，做神的事情。
For those who can handle it, they can really accept the burden from the Lord and do work for Him.
所以我们看到摩西，神借着他把以色列人从埃及带出来，经过旷野，然后四十年到了迦南。
So we see that God through Moses bring the Israelites out of Egypt to go through the wilderness for 40 years and enter into Canaan.
经过了多少的艰难？
They went through so many difficulties.
有日常生活的需要。
There were the needs in daily life.
有要往哪里去？到底是往东去，还是往西去？还是走一天的路程，还是走两个小时的路程？都不知道。
They did not even know where to go, whether to west or east, or one day or 2 days of journey. They did not even know what to do.
只有在神的宝座前，在约柜前，神告诉他。神又借着云柱火柱来显明他的交通的结果，怎么样带到他那个时机去。
God has told him before the throne of God, before the ark, and then God told him that through the pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, how to go on, where to go.
而且有的时候以色列人因为不相信摩西是神出于神的带领，他出来抗议，出来跟神跟摩西对立。
And sometimes Israelites, because they did not believe that God has set up Moses to lead them, therefore they even rebel against him.
你有没有看到摩西跟他吵架？
Have you ever seen Moses argue with them?
没有啊。
No.
摩西一看到每次以色列人在那里争闹的时候，摩西马上伏在神面前。
Every time as soon as Moses saw Israelites argue, then immediately he bowed before the Lord.
摩西非常清楚。
Moses knew very clearly.
讲道理没有用。
It was useless to really argue or just talk logically with them.
吵也没有用。
And there's no use to argue with them.
起来，他为神发热心也没有用。
And it was useless if he became zealous for the Lord.
因为什么？需要神亲自显现，亲自出来说话，亲自做工。
Because it really needed that God himself reveal himself and also speaks and also do his own work.
所以摩西就伏在神面前。
So Moses bowed before God.
没有一次例外。
There was no exception.
神都亲自出来做工，亲自出来说话。
God himself did the work and also spoke.
如果今天我们愿意服侍主，你愿不愿意进入这种服侍？
If today we are willing to serve the Lord, are you willing to enter into such service?
还是我们只是大家吃吃饭，唱唱歌，大家觉得很 happy 就好了。
Or is it that we just have meals together, sing together, and feel happy, and that's it?
还是你真的因为你在那里服侍，神真的显现，神真的说话，神真的做，叫人完全想象不来的东西。
Or is it that because of your service, God truly manifests Himself, speaks, and do the work that one cannot imagine?
这是宝贵的。
That is very precious.
其实要讲很多很多了。
Actually, there are so many to talk about.
你仔细读摩西五经，你就看到摩西身上神做了多少事情。
If you really read the five books of Moses in detail, then you will see how many things God had done.
他是一个在约柜前，在至圣所里面常常与神交通的人。
He is someone that before the Holy of Holies, before the Ark, he always had fellowship with God.
那我们又不是摩西，他是他的，关我什么事啊？
Then you would say that we are not Moses. What does he have to do with us?
旧约只有摩西和大祭司可以进去，关我什么事啊？
And also in the Old Testament, only Moses and the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies. Then what does it have to do with me?
圣经希伯来书清楚地告诉我们。
In the Bible, book of Hebrews clearly tells us,
所有新约在新约的地位上得救的，都得到这个进到至圣所的地位。
For all those who got saved in the New Testament time, they have such position to enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们有这个特权，但是你要不要咨询这个特权，自己决定。
We have such privilege, but it's your own decision whether you would like to receive such privilege.
而且在约柜前交通的人，绝对不能有自己的意见。
And for those who fellowship before the ark, one definitely cannot have our own opinions.
也绝对不能说用人的意见来代替神的意见。
And definitely cannot use humans' opinions in replace of God's thoughts.
在约柜前，只看到神自己。
Before the ark.One only sees God himself.
所得到的带领是出于神的。
And all the guidance received is from God.
所得到的福分都是永远的。
All the blessings received is eternal.
所得到的经历都是叫人震撼的。
And all the experiences received really impacts one's life.
没有一个人曾经在约柜前交通过的，他会羡慕这个在约柜以外的东西。
There's nobody who have such fellowship before the ark would desire of things besides the ark.
所以这是宝贵的。
So that is precious.
这是神把我们带到他自己的宝座前。
And that is God himself bring us before his throne.
哎呀，大卫也是一个在约柜前交通的人。
So is David who also fellowship before ark.
在大卫之前，士师时代曾经有差不多450年。
Before David, that during the time of Judges, there was about 450 years.
这450年以色列人的光景是什么？
So what were the conditions of Israelites during those 450 years?
在撒母耳出现以前，是那个光景是越来越走下坡，越来越走下坡。
Before Samuel, the Israelites' condition was getting poorer and poorer.
下坡到一个地步，到撒母耳被兴起之前，约柜被掳去了。
It was so poor to the point that before Samuel came out, that the ark was being captive.
所以以色列人他们的约柜就不在，从此之后就不在会幕里面了。
Therefore, the ark of Israelite was no longer inside the tabernacle.
所以就算有大祭司也没有用啊。
So even though there was high priest, it was no use.
他至圣所没有约柜啊。
Because inside the Holy of Holies there was no ark.
那是什么？连祭司、大祭司属灵的光景，都是在神面前不讨主喜悦。
It was really that even the priests and the high priests, their conditions were not being pleased by God.
那以色列人呢？更不用讲了。
So not even mentioned about Israelites.
所以，这个在神面前是个非常低落、是个非暗的黑暗的光景。
So that's a really dark and low time before God.
原因在哪里呢？
What was the reason?
士师记有三次提到说，以色列人当中没有王，个人任意而行。
Three times in Book of Judges, it mentioned that there was no king among Israelites, and each did what was good in their own sight.
神在以色列人当中，神应该是做王的。结果神在以色列人当中不能做王，所以神说以色列人当中没有王。
God should be the king among the Israelites, but because God was not the Israelites did not honor him as king, therefore that God said that there was no king among the Israelites.
所以个人任意而行的结果 就是约柜也不安息了，约柜也不能在他应该在的地方了，这是一个很悲惨的一个光景。
So the result of each person, what was good in their own sight was that the ark could not find rest, and therefore the ark also was not at the place where it should be.
到了大卫，他想起我们应该在约柜前寻求神。
So when David realized that we should seek God before the ark,
所以他很欢喜的去迎接约柜。
So he joyfully went to welcome the ark.
结果呢？他就用了非利士人的方法去迎接约柜。
But he used the way of Philistines to welcome the ark.
结果，迎接的结果就是造成乌撒的死亡。
But the result of that was the death of Uzzah.
大卫心里害怕。
So David was afraid.
我是高高兴兴的迎接约柜，怎么我又让一个祭司死掉的呢
？I come joyfully to welcome the ark, but how come the priest died?
如果可能换成我们说。哎呀，这不是神的意思，神不要约柜了啊！以后再见了，不要不见了，约柜根本永远不要跟他在一起，不要到约柜前。
If it happened to us, probably we say that maybe that's not God's will to have the ark. Therefore, let's just forsaken it.
但是大卫是一个在神面前寻求思想的人。
But David is someone who really meditate and seek before the Lord.
他可能在把这个摩西五经再重新搞清楚。
It might be that he read clearly of the books of Moses again.
结果发现神做事是神要用神所拣选的器皿才能做事。
Then he realized that God can only do work through the vessel he has chosen.
如果不是神所拣选的器皿，那在神面前不能被悦纳的。
If not through the vessels that God has chosen, then that cannot be pleased before God.
所以他看懂了，原来去迎接约柜。是要用利未人去扛抬的。
So now he understands, in order to welcome the ark, it must be bear on the shoulders of Levites.
所以他就照着神心意，就请利未人去扛，把约柜扛到他的大卫城去。
So according to God's will, he asked the Levites to bear the ark on their shoulders into the city of David.
结果约柜在大卫城里。
So then the ark is in the city of David.
大卫可以常常的来到约柜前交通。
David could often come before the ark to fellowship.
所以神不但启示大卫许多的事情。
Therefore, not only God revealed David many things.
而且大卫每次在神面前寻求的时候，一定会有答案。
And each time when David seeks before God, there must be answers.
所以不管是他怎样。牧养以色列人，或者怎样面对列国的征战。
So regardless of how he shepherded the Israelites or when he faced the war of the nations,
他都得到神清楚、具体的带领。
He received the clear and also concrete guidance from the Lord.
不但如此
，Not only that，
这大卫呢，他更明白一件事情：神的事情是要照着神所拣选的器皿来成就。
And David further understand that God's work can only be accomplished through the vessels he has chosen.
所以他在神面再寻求，那现在约柜如果以后摆在固定的地方，那利未人要做什么呢？
So then he once again seek before the Lord. Since now the ark is now putting at its place, then what else do the Levites have to do now?
利未人没有机会再抬了，那利未人要做什么呢？
As the Levites no longer have the chance to bear them on their shoulders, then what does the Levites have to do now?
哦，结果他寻求知道了，利未人要来唱诗赞美，利未人要来做誓师，利未人要来，要来看守圣殿，要来为神做一切神要他们做的事情。
So after he seek the Lord, now he understands that Levites should sing psalms to praise God. They should watch the temple and also to do all the work that God would like them to do.
所以大卫因为在神面前这样交通的缘故
，as the result of the fellowship before God of David.
那一群利未人是被神所拣选来特别服侍神。
So those Levites were being chosen specially by God to serve God.
在士师时代，他们什么事都没得做。
Back during the time of Judges, they did not have anything to do.
个人照己意而行，结果利未人呢？没有事情可以做。
Everyone did the things that was good in their own eyes, therefore the Levites had nothing to do.
神所拣选的人不能照着神心意做事。
That the people who were chosen by God could not do according to God's will.
这是我们需要被提醒的。
That's something we need to be reminded.
神如果拣选神要拣选的人，要做他要做的事情，如果我们让他没有事情做，那不是我们的福气，那是我们的亏损。
If for someone chosen by God, but this person have nothing to do, that is really not our blessing.
这是世世时代一直延续下来的情况。
That is the condition that's been passing down since Judges' time.
所以是全以色列的光景落在黑暗的光景。
Therefore, it led entire condition of Israelite becoming dark time.
人还是很多，会幕还是在那里。会幕的那些活动仍然继续，但是整个光景是在黑暗的光景。
There were still so many people, and the tabernacle was still there, and all the activities still carry on. However, it was during the dark time.
但是到了大卫的时候，大卫去寻求神，神拣选的人应该要做神所拣选他们、神要他们做的事情。
But during the time of David, David seek the Lord, and therefore he knows that those who are chosen by God, they should do what God want them to do.
如果旧的事情他们现在不是这样做的话，那新的神的带领是什么呢？结果大卫就寻求出来，神要他们唱诗，在那里带领以色列人来敬拜神。
So as they no longer do the things in the past, then the new things that David has seek before God is to realize the Levites should sing the hymns and lead the Israelites to worship God.
他们要教以色列人怎么样来亲近神，来认识神。
They have to teach the Israelites how to draw before the Lord and also know God.
他们也在神，在以色列人面前来靠着神的带领来做断案，来做神，来把神所要带领他们的告诉他们的，让以色列人明白。
And also before Israelites, that by God's leading, that they should act as judges, and also to let Israelites understand what God would like them to know.
还有许多事情。
And there are so many other things.
我们的服事能不能够让神所拣选的人能够照着神的带领做神要做的事情。
Can our services let those people who are chosen by God to do the work of God according to His will?
这是看我们是不是真的活在约柜前有关系。
So it has to do whether we really live before the ark.
如果我们真的在约柜前，
If we really live before the ark,
神会帮助我们。
Then God will help us.
奇妙的是，
The amazing thing is,
你读诗篇，
When you read book of Psalms,
就你发现这个可拉一党的人，可拉一党的后裔亚萨还有西曼，这些都是利未人。
Then you realize the descendants of Korah, Asa and also Heman, they were all Levites.
他们开始有机会照着神拣选他们，来照着神带领他们做神要做的事情之后，
After they have the opportunity to do the work of God that God would like them to do,
在诗篇里面你就发现他们在写诗的时候，他们反而告诉以色列人说，犹大是神所拣选的，在十二个支派里面神所拣选的。
Then it's interesting that when they wrote the Psalms in Book of Psalms, they tell the Israelites that Judah among the 12 tribes was the truly chosen by God.
然后又说不只犹大是神所拣选的，大卫这个家神所拣选的。
And not only that Judah was being chosen by God, but also David and his household were chosen by God.
不但大卫这个家是什么，锡安耶路撒冷是神所拣选的。
Not only the household of David, but also Zion and Jerusalem were chosen by God.
如果这些都是大卫说的话，我们说呢，大卫自吹自擂，对不对？都是大卫是自高自大，他觉得他们这个家都是神所拣选的，别人都不是。
If those were written by David, then we would say that David boasts himself to say that it's only him and his family were chosen by God, none others.
现在说的不是大卫家说的，不是犹大支派说的。
But actually, it was not said by David nor the tribe of Judah.
现在说的是他有机会照着神的带领来亲近神，来服侍神，结果他们明白了。
it was this group of people said that according to their, as they had chance to seek and being guided by God, and therefore they understand.
就他们明白，神拣选犹大支派，在十二个支派里面拣选犹大支派，在以色列地当中拣选了耶路撒冷，也拣选了锡安。
And now they understand that among the 12 tribes, the tribe of Judah was being chosen, and also among the whole land of Canaan, that it was being chosen by the Zion.
耶路撒冷有神的会幕，锡安是神安息的居所。
In Jerusalem, there was the tabernacle of God, and also in Zion, there was the place where God found rest.
也就是锡安是得胜者的见证，他们是他们在锡安的人呢，他是什么？是有活在约柜前的那个属灵的实际在他们身上。
Zion is the testimony of the overcomers. Those who live in Zion have the reality of those who live before Ark.
所以锡安在神面前是被神特别认可，特别在提出来的。
Therefore, Zion before God is really being once again mentioned by God.
这是多宝贵的事情。
And how precious that is.
这是在约柜前的交通。
That is the fellowship before the Ark.
所以大卫因为在约柜前的交通，所以也让以色列人他们也有机会能够活在约柜前的实际。
Because of David having the fellowship before the ark, therefore he let Israelites have the opportunity to have the to enter into the reality of living before the ark.
不止如此，就是连外邦那些归向以色列人，他们也关心约柜现在的情况怎么样啊。
Not only that, but all those nations, when they come to Israelites, they really also care what happened to Ark now.
大卫有一次属灵的光景不好，他犯奸淫又杀人。
There was a time that David fell into low spiritual condition and he committed adultery as well as killed people.
结果要被他杀的人他说什么？他说 约柜和以色列人和犹大都住在帐篷里，我不能回家，我不能去享受我自己该享受的。
And the person who David was going to kill told David that as the ark and Israelites they were not inside, then I definitely cannot go home. I cannot just settle to enjoy.
所以那时候虽然大卫光景是不对的，但是我们知道大卫先前的服侍，在他光景对的时候，那个服侍以色列人当中，还有外邦归以色列人当中，他们都看重约柜。现在是安息不安息啊。
So even though David's condition was not good at that moment, but through his past, he and also Israelites all realized that they look very important upon whether the ark is at its rest or not.
所以我们也问主，我们这里能不能让神得安息啊？
So we should also ask the Lord that are we able to let God find rest here?
不是我们觉得好就一定得安息。
It's not that if we think it's good, then he finds rest.
安息是神自己要他得了安息，他自己来做见证。
To rest is God himself bears the testimony.
几个礼拜以前哈。
A few weeks ago.
我被神点亮了一下眼睛。
My eyes were being opened by God.
我就发现人真的很小。
Then I really realized men are so small.
也许我们在一个习惯的环境里面很长的时间，但是我们也就觉得这是一个习惯。
Although we've been in an environment for such a long time, then we start to take it for granted and as a habit.
所以我们呢就觉得啊，就是这样继续下去就好了，那也不会再多想什么。
Then we just feel we just continue to go on and don't really think much.
我在这里聚会已经超过13年。
I have been meeting here for more than 13 years.
我们这个聚会被叫做什么 ？New Work Christian Fellowship.
Our gathering is called the New Work Christian Fellowship.
这个 New Work 我也已经就是喊了13年。
And I've been calling the place New Work for 13 years.
但是呢，我从来没想到什么。
But I've never really think much about it.
人真的很小啊。
Men are really so small.
我承认我很小。
I do confess I'm so small.
我用 New Work 这个词用了13年，我没发现什么。
I never realized anything after I used the word New Work for 13 years.
不晓得 各位弟兄姊妹，你如果在这里超过十三年的，你发现了什么？
I don't know if any brothers and sisters here who have been here for more than 13 years, have you found something new about it?
你发现了什么？
Have you found anything new?
我是在无意中被主开启的。
I suddenly was being opened by the Lord.
New 啊，这个字可以分成两个字。
The word new word could be separated into two words.
New, art.
It's a new art.
这是神做的。
That's done by God.
我那被开启的时候，主啊，什么意思啊
？When I was being opened, then I asked the Lord, "What does it mean?"
你告诉我是什么意思啊
？Tell me what it means.
这两个字放在一起有什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when we put those two words together?
我在这边寻求。
Then I seek before the Lord.
至少我觉得主呼召我。
At least I feel the Lord has called me.
也许是呼召大家。
Also, maybe called everyone.
我们在这里的聚会要有活在要有约柜在我们当中要活在约柜前的那个实际的那一份
Our gathering here should become the reality as we live before the ark.
今天我们可能再也看不到那个物质的约柜
Today, we no longer can see the physical ark.
但是那个在约柜前的那个属灵的实际是必须要成就的
But the spiritual condition before the ark must be fulfilled.
但如果我们不在乎
But if we do not care.
等到我们这一代过去了
After this generation passed.
也许 New Work 还是 New Work.
Maybe New Work continue to be New Work.
但是主若怜悯我们
But if Lord has mercy upon us.
他开启我们
He opens us.
让我们真正有活在约柜前的时机
And give us the reality to live before the ark.
人家说 New work 不只是 new work 是 new art.
That new work is not just new work but it's new ark.
所以这一批圣徒在神面前有活在至圣所约柜前的那个时机
Because this group of saints have this reality of living beforeIn the holies of holies and also before the ark.
你觉得这是个压力呢？是个重担呢？还是个福气
？Do you feel it's a lot of pressure, a heavy burden, or it's a blessing?
你觉得这是叫我们没有路可以走呢？还是主给我们一个通天的路
？Do you feel that it gives us no way to go, or the Lord has given us the way to heaven?
你觉得主是？把我们不能担的担子给我们了，还是主要领我们走一条荣耀的路
？Do you feel the Lord has given us this burden that we cannot bear, or He would like to lead us to walk a glorious way？
需要思考。
We need to meditate upon it。
而且 ，ark 这个字，圣经另外意思就是方舟。
And also another meaning of the word ark means like Noah's ark。
这个方舟是什么？在方舟里面的人全部都得救。
Inside Noah's ark, those people who were in there all got saved.
主讲到他的再来的时候，就讲到什么？挪亚的日子和罗德的日子。
When our Lord talked about his coming again, he talked about the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
那今天我们等候主再来，我们是等挪亚的日子，还是等罗德的日子？
So as today we wait for our Lord to come back, are we waiting for the days of Noah or waiting for the days of Lot?
挪亚的日子是怎么样？洪水来的时候呢，他们通通在方舟里面，没有一个人受洪水的灾害。
During the days of Noah, when the flood came, they were all inside the ark, and none of them were being washed away.
所以这里好像提醒我们，如果能够在大灾难来以前，就把我们带走，这是何等宝贵的事情。
Then it reminds us that how precious it will be if that we can all be taken by the Lord before the great tribulation comes.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
像挪亚一样，他知道了神的心意，他亲近神，他心里面起了敬畏的心。
Just like Noah, because he understands God's will and he draw close to God and he has a fearful heart.
不再敢用自己的方法做什么。
He dare not to use.His own ways to do anything.
神启示什么，就照着神所启示的去做。
Whatever God has revealed, then he did according to God's revelation.
神不要的,
what God did not want, he also did not do. I think my time is up.
也许我们再有一段时间思考,
maybe let us think about it and then we will share later on.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交在你自己的宝血底下。
Lord, once again we commit those words unto your precious blood.
愿你亲自向我们显现。
Pray that you reveal yourself to us.
向我们启示。
Give us the revelation.
亲自来带领我们。
And guide us yourself.
这一群弟兄姊妹到这里聚集, 没有一个是自己跑来的。
As those brothers and sisters come together here, none of us come by ourselves.
因为这个房子, 在这里的聚集是你用大能的手来带来的。
For this gathering here and this building is being led by your mighty hand.
是要叫我们能够有活在约柜前的时机。
So that we can have the reality of living before the ark.
愿你怜悯我们，把我们从够不上的光景能够带到够得上的时机。
May you have mercy upon us, so that as during our condition that's being lacking, then we can follow you.
愿你带我们来的目的能够充充足足地成就超过我们所求所想。So
the purpose you have brought us here can be fully realized even more than we have imagined.
帮助我们弃绝自己。Help
us to deny ourselves.
帮助我们胜过世界。Help
us to overcome the world.
帮助我们胜过仇敌一切的诡计。Help
us to overcome all the tricks of the enemy.
为你荣耀名的缘故，求你一定要帮助我们。
Do help us. For the glorious name of your sake.
为你名的缘故, 求你一定要拯救我们, 一定要把我们从一切的不讨你喜悦, 一切的罪恶当中, 能够拯救释放出来。
For the sake of your name, do pray that you must deliver us from all the things that are not pleased by you.
叫每一个圣徒都能欢欢喜喜地来到约柜天上宝座的约柜宝座前。
So that each one of here can come before the throne of the ark in heaven.
但愿我们在这里实在能见证天是在地彰显的。
Hope that truly here we can testify that heaven is being revealed on earth.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
帮助我们除去我们所需要除去的。
Help us to remove what needs to be removed from us.
让你自己的荣耀在我们当中有彰显的机会。
So your glory can be manifested among us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.